February 14th, 1977, Valentine's Day. Something big was coming. Something that would change radio in 11 counties of northern Michigan forever.
WJML FM AM Petoskey.
Little by little, the word spread. The music was top 40.
JML plays favorites.
People started talking about JML. Not only listeners, but competitors. Advertisers wanted airtime.
The JML guys are on the go. This Saturday from 10 till 1, it's yours truly, Ted Stevens and Kurt Kelly, on the air live at Northland Furniture of Gaylord's Warehouse Emergency Stock Reduction Sale. They're turning furniture into cash. So follow the JML guys to the best buys.
And did I mention the contest?
JML Cash Call.
JML Cash Call.
In less than 4 months, we've given away over $2,500 in free money and free CB. Our last two winners were just 25 hours apart.
You could win next on the One for the Money.
JML, another winner.
Clyde McPherson of Petoskey just called in to win. He heard his license number on the air. We've got a check for $9.90 for you, plus a six-pack of 7-Up, and you've got a chance to win a free Honda Trail Cycle later this month and a new Plymouth Horizon at the end of this summer. And Clyde, what's your favorite music station?
JML.
Jay Alexander, Super JML.
Good morning, Donna. Are you all set to play the Fabulous 50s game?
I sure am.
All right. For a free $50 bill, you have to determine the mystery 8-digit serial number. What is the first digit?
8.
The second?
2.
The third?
7.
The fourth?
3.
The fifth?
0.
The sixth?
9.
The seventh?
1.
Now, Donna Sweeter of Petoskey, for a free $50 bill, what is the 8th digit?
How about a 0?
Would you repeat that, Donna?
0.
Donna Sweeter of Petoskey, your guess of 0 for the 8th digit is correct.
Oh, great.
You've just won yourself a free record or tape from Puffs and Petoskey and a $50 bill from your radio station.
Thank you very much.
Hang on there.
More and more people began to notice JML, including the phone company. The general manager of the Petoskey Bell Telephone Central Office Exchange invited JML top brass to witness something that was becoming a problem. The door leading to the main switch room swung open. In front of us, rows and rows of equipment racks, floor to ceiling, spanning the length of the room, housing hundreds of thousands of mechanical relays used to connect telephone users. This was the main exchange that made connections to surrounding states and international calls to Canada. We could hear occasional clicks as dialed calls were paired to their destinations. We turned on a portable radio to monitor when the contest announcement was made.
Stereo 99, where the music is.
The room sprang alive as contestants tried to get through. Thousands of regular users hundreds of miles away were shut down.
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now. Will you please try your call again later?
Despite the major meltdown of the phone exchange, there was a look of awe that turned into a grin on all our faces. Looking back at the impact of JML on the radio audience, Tim Achterhoff modestly responds,
Actually, I had some success in radio. I started in radio 50 years ago and had a station in Petoskey, 100,000 watt FM. That was kind of a sleeper, and we bought that with some guys and went top 40 and were number one in all of northern Michigan.
This is where the music is.
Stereo 99.
JML.
In a year and a half, the JML combo had more average quarterly hour listeners than all other stations combined in an 11-county area, according to a survey conducted by Arbitron. the advertising revenue poured in. On a typical three-day holiday weekend, the station was completely sold out for 72 hours solid. The pace in the studio was frantic, running as many as three contests an hour, jamming 30 commercials into five stop sets, plus news and answering a music line that never stopped ringing. JML was the first highly structured station in northern Michigan, heavily formatted using liner cards, strict positioning statements, tight playlists, big city sound with Lyle Dean of WLS and Del Hull doing liners and Time Bomb Legal ID.
It's 10 o'clock at Northern Michigan's favorite music station.
WJML-FM-AM-Petoskey.
From 1977 until 1980, JML used jingles from Gwynn Sound of Dallas, later switching to Jam Creative Productions' Class Action WLS package. The station had influences from WBBM in Chicago in the news presentation, with the standard liner between local news and ABC News.
Temperature 46 at 7 Celsius, JML News Time 9:56.
Here's the latest worldwide news from the American Entertainment Network. Bill Deal reporting.
If JML is to be remembered on a national level, it would be the fact that it was the first station ever to pair up Bob Kevoyan and Tom Griswold for mornings, better known as Bob and Tom. While that's the JML story, I left the station in October of 1978 for California. It was a great time. Had a lot of fun. Thanks, Tim.